The leaders of the three coalition parties are due to meet the National Public Health Emergency Team today to discuss the Omicron variant and the wider COVID situation. NPHET will be assessing the guidance from its epidemiological team, which has been monitoring the variant situation across Europe. Here's our political correspondent, Paul Cunningham.
The build-up to today's meeting between the coalition leaders and the chief medical officer, Dr. Tony Holohan, has been marked by appeals for people to continue to abide by public health advice. In a statement last night, the CMO remarked that while there is much attention on new variants, the Delta variant remains too high with widespread infection in the community and people know the action they must take. The Green Party leader Eamon Ryan said it will take 2 to 3 weeks before we know what this new variant can do, so he asked people to double down on the existing public health advice. By the time the CMO meets the three leaders, NPHET will have assessed the guidance from its epidemiological team, which has been monitoring the variant situation across Europe this weekend. While the Cabinet holds its weekly meeting on Tuesday, and issues like home quarantine for arrivals into the state will be discussed, it's not expected, at this stage at least, that new restrictions will be considered.
Meanwhile, antigen testing for close contacts in primary schools is due to be rolled out from today. The testing will be led by the HSE. Health ministers from the G7 group of leading industrialised nations are due to meet virtually today to discuss the Omicron variant. More countries around the world are reporting cases of the new strain. The World Health Organization said it's not yet clear whether it's more transmissible or causes more severe illness. US President Joe Biden's chief medical advisor, Anthony Fauci, said it will take about 2 weeks to have more definitive information about the transmissibility and other characteristics of the variant. Mr. Biden is due to give an update on the United States' response to the new variant later today. The president of South Africa, Cyril Ramaphosa, has criticised countries that have banned flights from South Africa and neighbouring countries following the emergence of the new variant last week. Mr. Ramaphosa accused those countries of what he termed Afriphobia and called on them to reverse their restrictions.
These restrictions are completely unjustified. The prohibition of travel is not informed by science. The only thing the prohibition on travel will do is to further damage the economies of the affected countries and undermine their ability to respond to and also to recover from the pandemic.
The Fianna Fáil MEP for Dublin, Barry Andrews, has said he agrees with the South African government's position that the knee-jerk reaction to the discovery of the new variant there is an unfair one. Mr. Andrews said the reaction clearly disincentivizes what South Africa has done, which was to promptly report concerns about the emergence of the variant. On this programme, he also said there needed to be more equitable distribution of vaccines, with developing countries currently at a serious disadvantage compared to the purchasing power of richer nations.
So what's missing here, and one of the big lessons we're going to have to learn post-COVID, is that we need an international binding pandemic treaty that looks closely at the whole issue of the production, the procurement and distribution of vaccines across the world, because at the moment, clearly it's not working, leading to the emergence of these new variants and many unnecessarily lost lives.
Japan has become the latest country to reinstate strict border controls due to the variant, barring all new foreign arrivals just weeks after announcing it would relax some existing restrictions and allow entry to certain visa holders. Japan's borders have been almost entirely shut to overseas visitors for most of the pandemic. The Philippines also said it would temporarily suspend plans to allow fully vaccinated tourists entry. The government in Manila had hoped to revive the country's economy by allowing tourists entry from Wednesday. Talks aimed at reviving the Iran nuclear deal are due to resume in Vienna today. Diplomats from France, Germany, the UK, Russia and China will meet Iranian officials for the first time in 5 months. The United States will take part in the negotiations indirectly. The trial of British socialite Ghislaine Maxwell on charges linked to her relationship with the convicted paedophile Jeffrey Epstein opens in New York later today. Ms. Maxwell, who's 59, is the youngest daughter of the late media tycoon Robert Maxwell. She denies grooming and trafficking underage girls. Her lawyers say she's being made a scapegoat for Epstein, who died in prison 2 years ago as he awaited his own trial on similar charges. And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Reduce your carbon footprint and your home heating costs with the award-winning Grant Vortex boiler. Think heating, think Grant. Visit grant.eu.
Cloudy overall this morning with patchy rain or drizzle, becoming drier in the afternoon with sunny spells. It will be sunniest in the south. Patchy rain will persist in the west and northwest. Highest temperatures 8 to 11 degrees.